高2025届2024至2025学年度下期二月阶段性测试英语听力部分
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Do you think I look okay then? Do you like this jacket?
It's fine and so is the shirt, but you'd better put a tie on as well.
I suppose you're right. It is an interview after all.
Since you're going to the dry cleaners, can you drop me off at Kroger's? I need to get some groceries.
Sure, but first I have to stop by the bank. I need some cash to pay for my dry cleaning.
Oh, don't worry, I can lend you some.
Please make 30 copies for me and 20 copies for Mr. Brown as soon as I make the final corrections on the original.
No problem. I will make all the copies. Then I need to book a special delivery service for Mr. Brown.
How about if I come over to pick you up at 6:45 p.m. for the movie?
Make it 7. I won't have finished my dinner until then. I'm just going to order a Get Well card for Jen from this website.
That'll cheer her up.It's not much fun being stuck in a hospital.
You know how much she likes flowers, so either one of these will do.
Go for that one. It has more flowers on it.
每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
So how are the new neighbors?
Well, I must say I'm quite pleased so far. It's early days, of course. They've only been there for a couple of weeks, but they do seem better than the last ones. All those weekend parties. Such an unpleasant family.
Have you invited them round yet?
Well, no, I haven't had a chance. You see, they've asked me to go to their house on two occasions already, and one of those was for lunch last weekend.
That's very sociable of them.
Yes. As I say, I'm rather pleased. They've even offered to come and cut my grass for me.
So how are the new neighbors?
Well, I must say I'm quite pleased so far. It's early days, of course. They've only been there for a couple of weeks, but they do seem better than the last ones. All those weekend parties. Such an unpleasant family.
Have you invited them round yet?
Well, no, I haven't had a chance. You see, they've asked me to go to their house on two occasions already, and one of those was for lunch last weekend.
That's very sociable of them.
Yes. As I say, I'm rather pleased. They've even offered to come and cut my grass for me. So what made you decide to do a storytelling course?
Well, a friend of mine, who did it last year, recommended it to me. She thought I might enjoy it, and she was right. It was great fun, and everyone was very supportive. It gave me the courage I needed, and the self-belief, to be able to stand up and speak in front of a group of people.
So are you going to be leaving us to take up a career as a storyteller then?
No. I like working here too much.
Haha, that's a good story. So what made you decide to do a storytelling course?
Well, a friend of mine, who did it last year, recommended it to me. She thought I might enjoy it, and she was right. It was great fun, and everyone was very supportive. It gave me the courage I needed, and the self-belief, to be able to stand up and speak in front of a group of people.
So are you going to be leaving us to take up a career as a storyteller then?
No, I like working here too much.
Haha, that's a good story.
Hello, I'm Kevin Miller, and welcome to Career Central. My guest today is Allison Lee. Allison, can you tell us a bit about your job?
Well, my job is fun. I spend most of my time observing the bears in their natural habitat and collecting information about their numbers, their distribution, and their habits.
What skills do you need to have to do your job?
You have to work well in a team and be prepared for potentially long waiting periods to see results from your research.
Is there anything you should be careful of when doing this job?
Well, once while I was cooking breakfast, a bear was putting its head through the window. I quickly closed the window and it ran away. You must remember that you work with wild animals and they can be dangerous.
Hello, I'm Kevin Miller. And welcome to Career Central. My guest today is Allison Lee. Allison, can you tell us a bit about your job?
Well, my job is fun. I spend most of my time observing the bears in their natural habitat and collecting information about their numbers, their distribution, and their habits.
What skills do you need to have to do your job?
You have to work well in a team and be prepared for potentially long waiting periods to see results from your research.
Is there anything you should be careful of when doing this job?
Well, once while I was cooking breakfast, a bear was putting its head through the window. I quickly closed the window and it ran away. You must remember that you work with wild animals and they can be dangerous.
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至第十七四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Did you go to San Francisco in the end?
I was keen on going to San Francisco, but we decided on Quebec because my wife has a sister there that she wanted to see. I don't regret it. Quebec is absolutely fantastic. If you ever get the chance, you should definitely go.
Really? Tell me more about it.
When we arrived, there was a fresh carpet of snow on the ground. The sky was brilliant blue, and the sun was shining.It was amazing.
So what can you do there?
On our first day, we went on a walk around the city. I was really impressed by the Chateau Frontenac. It's not only a luxurious hotel, but also considered to be one of the most castle-like hotels in the world. We also went to the lower town, which has lovely old streets lined with age-old charming shops.
Did you go skiing?
No.But we did something better. Someone working at our hotel recommended we go to Village Vacances Valcartier. The place consists of several small snow-covered hills. You can't ski there, but you can go tubing. We got into these huge tubes and launched ourselves down the hill. It was fantastic fun.
Did you go to San Francisco in the end?
I was keen on going to San Francisco.But we decided on Quebec because my wife has a sister there that she wanted to see. I don't regret it. Quebec is absolutely fantastic. If you ever get the chance, you should definitely go.
Really? Tell me more about it.
When we arrived, there was a fresh carpet of snow on the ground. The sky was brilliant blue, and the sun was shining. It was amazing.
So what can you do there?
On our first day,We went on a walk around the city. I was really impressed by the Chateau Frontenac. It's not only a luxurious hotel, but also considered to be one of the most castle-like hotels in the world. We also went to the lower town, which has lovely old streets lined with age-old charming shops.
Did you go skiing?
No, but we did something better. Someone working at our hotel recommended...We go to Village Vacances Valcartier. The place consists of several small snow-covered hills. You can't ski there, but you can go tubing. We got into these huge tubes and launched ourselves down the hill. It was fantastic fun.
听下面一段独白，回答第十八至第二十三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Welcome to this annual Innovation Fair. I'm Camilla Doyle from the Organizing Committee, and I'll take you through a few highlights. Many industries are interested in Joe Higson's work. There are many types of chemicals. Whichever they are, if used in the workplace, it's crucial to keep people safe, and Joe's machine helps with this. It can detect poisonous substances in places they shouldn't be. Some students have created a camera-operated weather balloon and sent it over 30 kilometers into the Earth's atmosphere. The readings they've got so far are incredibly detailed and could be helpful for weather forecasting and many other uses. The photographs taken by the balloon's camera are impressive too. Something that's attracted media attention is another type of underwater vehicle, which can operate in the severest conditions. It can explore the ocean depths where there's absolutely no light, and it's being used to learn about the behavior of the most difficult to reach marine life. There are hopes of taking it to the polar regions, where scientists hope to find out more about what might be living there. Welcome to this annual Innovation Fair. I'm Camilla Doyle from the Organizing Committee, and I'll take you through a few highlights. Many industries are interested in Joe Higson's work. There are many types of chemicals. Whichever they are, if used in the workplace, it's crucial to keep people safe. And Joe's machine helps with this. It can detect poisonous substances in places they shouldn't be. Some students have created a camera-operated weather balloon and sent it over 30 kilometers into the Earth's atmosphere. The readings they've got so far are incredibly detailed and could be helpful for weather forecasting and many other uses. The photographs taken by the balloon's camera are impressive too. Something that's attracted media attention is another type of underwater vehicle, which can operate in the severest conditions. It can explore the ocean depths where there's absolutely no light, and it's being used to learn about the behavior of the most difficult to reach marine life. There are hopes of taking it to the polar regions, where scientists hope to find out more about what might be living there.
将试卷上的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。